If you feel scatterbrained, stuck, or just low energy, and you want to feel unstoppable, have more focus, more strength, and more energy in your life, this video is for you. Because I'm gonna give you three steps, three actions, and habits to feel more strength, more energy, and more focus in your day-to-day. Now, most people think you need apps or you need like these tips and hacks or the supplements, but that's just not true. All you need is some intentionality and some structure with consistency, and you're gonna change your life. So with that said, I'm gonna dive into the three actions that will make your life better, help you feel unstoppable. And I just started doing two of them myself. Number one is lifting weights. Now it seems so basic and so fundamental, but that's because it is. Lifting weights is building muscle and strength, and it's also helping you feel more energetic now, but also in the future. It's different and better, in my opinion, than just exercising or just moving our bodies, which is very important. Don't get me wrong. It's essential. I love a good walk, and I love to run as much as the next guy or gal, but the point is lifting weights will help you build muscle, and muscle is longevity. You know, thinking about being fit at 50 years old, 60 years old, 70 years old, the reason why people are fit and capable and avoid injuries later on in life is because they've built a decent amount of muscle mass to where they are in charge of their body. They're capable. They can get on and off the ground relatively easy. They can go outside and hike. And so while exercising is important, lifting weights is so essential. Not only that, but it'll help you feel more confident and energetic. You're going to be burning fat at a higher and more efficient metabolic rate than the average person who doesn't lift weights. So lifting weights 3 to 4 times a week is essential, in my opinion. If you can do it, you should be doing it. And if you need structure and a plan, tap the link in my description or my bio or channel, because at Team Vitality, I program you 6 workouts a week. You can do 3 of them and feel amazing. All you need is a pair of dumbbells, and I will show you the way to long-lasting energy. So number one is to lift weights 3 to 4 times a week, stay consistent with that, and focus on enjoying the process and not feeling like you have to, you know, put on 10 pounds of muscles in a month. It's not gonna happen. Enjoy the process, and you'll thank yourself later. Number two is to go monk mode at night. And what I mean by going monk mode is to turn off the screens. We don't have to, because I don't do it all the time either, but we will get a better night's sleep and we will have way more focus and energy if we use the last hour of our day to, you know, shut the brain off, like slow the brain down. And in my experience, the best way to do that is to go on airplane mode, turn off the TV or phones, and use that time, use that hour to journal, to meditate, to pray, to practice breath work, to read. If you do those 3 or 5 things, or just one of those instead of scrolling, I promise you, your life is gonna be incredibly, insanely better. Not only are you slowing your mind down and cultivating a peaceful and intentional way of living, but you're also gonna be sleeping better. So more deep sleep, better quality sleep, right? So when you wake up, you're gonna feel way better than if you just doom scrolled or scrolled until you went to bed. And hey, I'm raising my hand. I am guilty of that, but I'm not too proud to say that when I do that, I wish I didn't. And I more often than not these days take some intentional approaches to my evening. So have structure to your evenings. Go read a book, meditate, journal, pray, instead of scrolling for that last hour, and watch how that affects your mood, your energy, and your life as a whole. Which is the perfect segue to number three. The action that I want to touch on here is the power hour. The power hour, I probably could come up with a better name for it, to be honest with you, but we'll just leave it at this. Power hour is when you wake up and you don't hit snooze. So whatever time you wake up, whatever time you plan on waking up or set the alarm clock to wake up, plan to put your phone in another room. That way you have to go up or walk up, stand up, walk over to the phone, and turn it off. From there, in that moment, you cannot look at your phone, like your emails, your text messages, definitely not social media, and do no work. This is if you need more focus, more energy, and you feel like you're scatterbrained, right? Because sometimes it does help to work pretty close to like 15, 20 minutes after waking up. But for the first hour, the rules of power hour is to, oh, you see Drew back there. which is actually part of my power hour. I will wake up, I'll pet and kind of snuggle Drew. Then I'll go outside and go for a 10-minute walk with him. Just getting the body moving, waking up, and then I'll have something gentle to eat, something small to eat before coffee, and then I'll drink coffee and go work out. So that's the thing. That's the beauty. You can go work out. You can go walk. You can read. You can sit. You can breathe. You can meditate, pray. You can stack these habits together, like the monk mode at night and the morning, and you can lift weights. But the point is, you can't be on the phone. You can't just react to the technology in your life. And that's the key thing. So the power hour and the secret and the power behind it is you are planning your day. You are living intentionally. So you're not going to react to the world or to the news or to your friends or to the comments. You're going to plan your day to start intentionally and to live from that place. Because how we start the day will dictate a lot of how we finish it, right? How we end the day will dictate a lot of the next morning. So these things work in tandem. But right there, I just gave you the secret sauce, 3 action items. The crazy part is most people think they need supplements or a crazy plan, but the simple plan, the simple path is always better. Practicing that with consistency will change your life for the best. You'll have more energy, more confidence, more bandwidth and capacity to create content or create value, to lead people, lead others, lead yourself, to live at a higher level, to live elevated, essentially. So I hope that helps. If you want more information on my habits that I practice consistently, my daily 5, click on that video. As always, if you find this useful, it'd be incredible if you shared it, leave a comment, what resonated most. And with that being said, I plan on doing a lot more of these kind of talking head, no scripts, kind of free flowing and jamming together. So stay tuned for more. Smash the subscribe if you want to follow along. But as always, thanks for being here. Thanks for watching. We'll see you in the next video. We'll see you in the next. Wow, I can't say that word. We will see you in the next video or that video or some other time that the algorithm connects us in the future. That's good stuff. Green tea, baby, for the win. Let's go. Peace.